Hello, friends and neighbors. This is Albert Barger of Laurel, Indiana, talking to you on this day of our Lord, October the 10th of 2014. And today I wish to specifically address my friends and neighbors in Connersville and Fayette County, Indiana. In just a couple of weeks is Election Day, and they will be electing a new county prosecutor. And I come to you today because I have a few words to speak about one of them. Specifically, Betty Jones is the 2014 Republican candidate for Fayette County, Indiana prosecutor. She is currently chief deputy prosecutor. She's been in this office for years. In this job, she has repeatedly and routinely engaged in false and malicious, horribly abusive prosecutions and persecutions. Many of them in collusion with her close associate, the disgraced officer Jason Richardson. Betty Jones is a bad person who absolutely should not be in any position of authority. Speaking only of cases of which I have personal knowledge, I know of several innocent poor parents whom she has maliciously prosecuted. Despite not actually having done anything wrong, she nonetheless routinely coerces guilty pleas to fabricated charges under threat of taking children, for starters. I don't have the words to express how bad and wicked this is. I would obviously prefer not to drag my friend's woes through this public square, so I'll just mostly detail my own minor prosecution for an example. Detective Richardson was conjuring up a bogus drug prosecution for one of those women he was always stalking and harassing. This was based on absolutely nothing, no drugs, but one obviously bogus and fabricated story he coached out of a reprobate teenager. I wrote a flyer calling out the teenager for these lies and saying publicly that I was ashamed of him. Betty Jones signed off on charges to have me arrested for supposed intimidation and harassment. For one thing, this meant that under discovery I got to actually listen to the 40-ish minute interrogation of this teenager by Richardson. No vaguely honest person could listen to that recording and not get that it was Jason Richardson coaxing out a patently ridiculous story that he wanted to hear. Then there was the other and more disturbing interrogation I heard in evidence of this, where Jason Richardson purely intimidated a sickly young mother into lying to him on pain of immediate arrest and sending the minions of the child welfare industrial complex out to kidnap her children. And I mean right now, today. Richardson and his co-conspirator, Betty Jones, love that tactic. They should both be in prison for using it. But those interviews, the only evidence, was plenty enough for Betty Jones not to prosecute Richardson, but an innocent mother and me for daring to write a flyer saying that I was ashamed of a liar. In some defense of that teenager, he appears to have been making those statements under duress and was threatened with jail for attempting to recant his lies. In fact, even just her attempted prosecution of me was, in any reasonable view, harassment and intimidation under color of authority. Betty Jones and Detective Richardson knew full well that they were making a bogus prosecution, and intimidating me for calling out the lie clearly constituted intentional obstruction of actual justice under color of authority. I cannot, nor do I feel the need to explain the motivations for Betty Jones' wickedness. The most likely obvious point would be that she just wants to rack up big conviction numbers, especially for any kind of child abuse, endangerment, or neglect charges, for when she's running for prosecutor. But I ask the voters of Fayette County to take any such numbers with a large grain of salt. How many of those crime stats were her stopping an actual criminal, and how many of those were simply Betty Jones and such cohorts as Jason Richardson throwing bogus charges on poor people who cannot afford actual lawyers to defend themselves against the widespread corruption of the Fayette County justice system? Based on my personal knowledge and experience of her, I urge the voters of Fayette County not to vote for this malicious and corrupt prosecutor. I don't know anything about her Democrat opponent, but we'd be better off just picking a random name out of the phone book than this bad person. Betty Jones tried to prosecute me for 2 years over that last flyer I put out, before finally simply dropping the charges. Despite me having spent, by that time, 2 years begging the judge, lawyers, and prosecution for the actual jury trial to which I was supposed to be entitled. Hey, I don't have any children for her to threaten me with. Let's see if she wants to take another bite of that apple with this flyer. Finally, I apologize if you find my rhetoric here to be overly heated. But the spirit moves me that what is required here is not just a dry legalistic argument, but frankly, a moral rebuke to unfaithful public servants. You may contact me about this letter and related topics via Facebook or via my domain at morethings.com. Again, I'm Albert Barger, and I thank you for your attention to this important public matter.